easiest kill I ever saw.
I don't trust it. What's the other one doing?
It'll be a while before they get it on their scans. They're still dumping. Ask me again in a couple of minutes.
Just tell me, Esteban.
Harris felt itchy all over. Like Oblo, she was almost irritated that it had been that easy. It felt unreal, like a training exercise. Something picked at her memory. The raider had been there before, that same raider, destroying things but doing less damage than such raiders could. So they'd expected the raider, and they'd gotten the raider, and all this time the second ship hung out there and watched.
Weapons off.
Mahari gave her a startled look, but shut her board down.
Esteban, signal Grogan on tight beam. Shut down, as dark as possible.
You want me to put us back in hiding?
Not until there's a natural obstacle between us and that other ship. I think we just did something stupid.
Stupid?
We expected an Athar's World Raider, and that's what we got. The same Raider. Why?
Because the Blood Hoarder's stupid. They do things like that.
For a profit, yes. For honor, if you could figure out what they mean by it. But here, look. We were told they've had raiders several times, but they didn't actually blow the station.
They wanted to milk the cow, not kill it.
The Blood Horde always figure there's another cow down the road. I thought maybe. This is so far from their usual range. They were just skimming on the way home from something else. But suppose they weren't. And suppose they weren't on their own business.
The Black Scratch. Hired him, maybe, or offered Svenik backing against Kjellik. That might do it. Send him in on feints at irregular intervals, see what happens. Likely, Svenik didn't know he had a trailer.
Right. And nothing much happens once, twice, and then we show up out of nowhere and sparkle all over their scans with stuff no civilian vessel could have. Blow Svenik without a scratch on us. No contest.
Harris wished she had the faintest idea where the nearest fleet communications node was.
He's boosting. Must have just caught the fight, and he's not wasting time. Wonder why he doesn't just jump. He's far enough from anything massive.
Harris felt little cold prickles down her back.
Anything we know about. No, most likely he wants to see what we'll do. If he can get us into a chase. Let's pretend we don't see him. Suck all you can, but don't react.
And we're not going back on the stealth gear because you hope they'll think we popped out from behind a rock?
I think they'll wonder. We're small and it's a messy system. It wouldn't take a big rock to hide us. If we went back in the sack now, they'd know for sure there was a ship with that capacity.
The distant ship vanished into FTL 6 hours later. Harris trusted Kutsudis' scans enough to return to the orbital station then and confer with the Xavierans. They were, she thought, entirely too jubilant and in no mood for warnings.
We want to honor you.
There's nothing to honor yet. You may well have worse trouble coming.
You must understand, Captain Serrano, this is the first time in years that we've been able to resist successfully. I shouldn't even say we, since you did it, but we must celebrate this victory. It will put heart in the troops.
They mean it. Remember that band? That's how they are. You must let them celebrate.
Very well. But I'm still worried. I would very much like to have a serious discussion.
Oh, of course, Captain Serrano. The General Secretary wants to meet you. The entire government wishes to thank you. After the parade.
Harris tried not to let her eyes roll up at this. Cecilia, out of pickup range, was grinning at her wickedly.
And just a few speeches, nothing really fancy.
She could just imagine. As it happened, she couldn't have imagined.
Aren't you glad I taught you to ride?
Cecilia sat the stocky white horse with the flowing mane as if she'd grown out of its back. After the first block, Harris had had enough of the rhythmic bouncing trot of her matching white horse. So it was in time to the music, so her legs hurt. She knew she didn't look as good as Cecilia. She was sure her uniform jacket over riding breeches looked particularly silly. Hard to believe that real soldiers had once ridden into battle.
I'm glad this is a small city. I bounce too much.
Open your joints and relax. This is fun.
Harris would rather have celebrated victory by floating for a few hours in some body of warm water. But duty was duty. By the time they arrived at the site of the celebration, Harris wondered if she'd ever get off the horse without help. Cecilia wasn't sympathetic.
I told you to spend more hours on the simulator.
I had other things to do.
It wasn't an excuse Harris would have accepted from anyone else. but she still couldn't see that riding horses was a necessary skill for a ship captain.
Captain?
That was a young man in the colorful uniform of the Civil Guard. Harris managed to dismount without either groaning or kicking him in the head. She was going to be more than sore for a few days. Cecilia, already down, looked eager and happy. Harris moved over to stand beside her. She had no idea what this world would consider an appropriate celebration, certainly not what might come after a parade on horseback. Despite herself, she felt a prickle of excitement run up her spine.
Up here, Captain!
Up here was atop a stone platform that resembled every reviewing stand she had ever seen, except its being solid stone instead of slightly quivery metal and plastic. Rows of chairs, each with a bright blue cushion on it, that was different, and a little railing painted brilliant white. Behind the chairs, the flags of Armitage, Xavier, Rouault, and the Familius Regnant swung gently in the light breeze. In front of them, the wide field where the parade was coming apart into its constituent elements. Some of them reformed into obvious military units, and some, the children on ponies, milled around until the Civil Guard shooed them away.
I'm sorry for the delay. We wanted to get everyone here.
Quite all right.
But here they are.
A horse-drawn vehicle rolled across the field.
The General Secretary, the Mayor and Council. A whole bit of court with your etiquette. In ours, the greater honor goes to the one who arrives first.
The escort stood, and Harris took the hint. The General Secretary, resplendent in a long cape edged with silver braid, bowed to the reviewing stand. Harris had no idea what was required. Cecilia, she noticed, stood still. The mayor's cape had bright red braid. The council, in various bright-colored outfits, all glittering with braid, buttons, or other adornment, descended one by one from the carriage and bowed before climbing the steps. At least they all were seated.
Now what?
Now the General Secretary, it seemed, had something to say. Long experience of political speeches had Harris ready for long-winded platitudes.
We're here to honor our old friend Lady Cecilia and our new heroes. You saw Captain Serrano in the parade. We now consider her a friend of the same status as Lady Cecilia.
The General Secretary turned to Harris.
Please, accept this as a token of our esteem. Wear it when you visit us, if you will.
It was a small silver button, stamped with the design of a leaping horse.
Thank you.
And now, let us show our visitors and friends the pride of our people.
And he sat down abruptly, leaving Harris no choice but to do the same. Harris blinked. Short and not particularly graceful. Not at all what she expected. But it wasn't her place to expect.
The mast pipes!
Suddenly, they were in motion, and with them an array of drums.
I'm not familiar with the instrument.
Well, not that many worlds have preserved them.
Harris could understand that. Suppression seemed more reasonable than preservation.
Here we have not only preserved, but developed the four main varieties of pipe that survived the Great Dispersal. For marching bands, we prefer the purely acoustic, though there is an amplified variety with a portable power pack.
They seem quite loud enough.
Whoa, but they were battlefield instruments at one time. We find them very effective in riot control.
Harris could imagine that. An amplified piper, or worse, a mass of amplified pipers, could send the average rioter into acoustic shock. Most security services had acoustic weapons, but none that looked or sounded like this. Cecilia leaned past the escort between them.
Isn't it thrilling? I've always loved pipes.
Harris was saved the necessity of answering by the pipes themselves. The pipers marched with a characteristic strut, and despite herself, her toes began to move in rhythm inside her shoes. Behind this group marched what must be, she realized, the entire planetary militia, each unit in its own colors. She had no idea where Onslow and Pettigrate were, but the pride certainly showed. Far to their right, the massed pipes wheeled and marched back, this time nearer the crowd.
The Serrano Legacy, Winning Colors, is continued on the next CD.